Didn't know.
Okay.
It's a web to me.
Okay, it's the things that a tree puts down in the ground to get water through.
Root.
Okay. Do you know the what kind of tree they make maple syrup from?
Maple tree.
Okay. What are the names of some of the trees that you have around here?
Well, I have locust, and hedge trees, and umbrella trees, apple trees.
You do have some apple trees.
And plum trees.
Oh.
And I've got a little damson tree coming on.
That's a kind of a plum.
Mm-hmm.
What about a tree that you get cherries off of?
The cherry trees. I don't have one of them.
Okay. What about a vine sort of thing that has three leaves on it, and if you get it on you, it makes you break out an itch?
Poison ivy.
Okay. You ever hear of poison oak?
Yeah.
Is that
what's
the same?
I don't know. I've heard that worth the same, but I don't know just what the difference is.
I don't know either. I don't know whether I've ever seen any poison oak or not.
I wouldn't know either one, I don't think.
What about another type of vines or plant, something like this, that makes you break out an itch? Have you ever heard of sumac or shoemake?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Of which one?
Well, shoemake, I mean, but I wouldn't know it if I see it.
Okay. If a child were getting ready to eat some berries and you didn't know what the berries came off of, you might say, don't eat those berries, they might be...
Might be poison.
Okay. What kind of berries do you have around here in this area that you can eat?
Well, Jimmy has strawberries over there too in his garden.
Well, I'll bet you must have some garden.
It's not very big, but
it sure sounds like you've got a lot in it.
Strawberries and blackberries, yeah.
Okay. What else does he have in his garden over there? That's corn?
Well, corn and beans and tomatoes.
Pretty busy working on them. Do you ever hear the term mountain laurel?
Yes, I've heard that, but I wouldn't know that if I was
okay. What about a tree that has a kind of, it's a pretty tree, it has a kind of a slick dark green leaf, and then in the summertime big white flowers?
I think I know what I want to say. I can't think of it.
Wouldn't be magnolia?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. You'd say, boy, look at those pretty...
Magnolia flowers.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard or seen any rhododendron?
Not that I know of.
If a man were talking about the woman he's married to, he would say, well, I must ask my...
Wife.
All right, and the woman would say, well, I must ask my...
Husband.
Okay. What did you call your father?
Well, I called him Papa, you know, way back. He didn't say Daddy. But...
And, what did you call your mother?
Mama.
Mama. And both of them together were your...
Parents.
Okay. What did you call your grandfather?
Well, I guess I would have called him Grandpa. I never got to see either grandfather or grandmother.
You didn't want to. And,
You'd be surprised at what Ronnie calls me.
What's he calling you?
She.
She?
That's the first thing he ever called me when he was just a little baby and started to talk.
Well,
he called me she. And that's what I go by now.
Well, my goodness.
My son-in-law calls me that all the time.
Well, now, I call my mother, even though, I mean, when I was little, I couldn't pronounce Mama. I called her Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't let me call her anything else when I got bigger, and
well,
so now I'm still
her. Funny. I want him to always call me she.
a man whose wife is dead is a...
Widow.
All right, and a woman whose husband...